It's the Naked Scientists, and let's go straight out of the blocks with a call from Akim. Hello, Akim.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How can we help you?
I've always been wondering about the sound of water. Boiling water obviously bubbles, and it's loud. Cold water is quiet. You don't hear a whisper out of it. But when you heat water, it also makes a sound. And it gets louder the more you heat it. The thing that I was always surprised about is that it seems to be loudest just before it boils and then gets a bit quieter when it goes to the bubbling, boiling noise. Why is that? What is the sound of heating the water?
So this is all to do with, if you think about what's happening before it actually boils properly, the heating element is over 100 degrees centigrade, therefore the water around it is going to be producing steam even quite early on when it's starting to boil. And these bubbles are created, and then if it's not quite boiling yet, those move up into a cooler area of water and they cool down. If a steam bubble cools down very quickly, it suddenly wants to disappear and it collapses and it forms a cavity. If you imagine this bubble kind of collapsing symmetrically around each other, it kind of slaps into itself. And this is known as cavitation, and it's very, very noisy, and it's actually quite a destructive process. You get this in boat propellers, and if the boat propeller goes too fast, you actually get little bubbles of steam which collapse again and actually completely smash up the surface of the propellers, and you can see horribly eaten up propellers. So therefore, going back to the kettle, as it heats up, slowly these bubbles are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and they're collapsing harder and harder and harder until eventually they get hot enough that they get all the way up to the surface and they just pop gently.
So the reason it gets louder just before the water boils is because that's when the bubbles are at their biggest to start with, and therefore they've got the biggest collapsing to do.
So it's the biggest bubbles which are collapsing, and then they get to the point where they reach the surface, at which point they just pop gently and it gets much quieter.
Dave, thank you. Akim, does that sort that one out for you?
That's a fabulous explanation. Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us on the programme.